You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Founder of Herenya Capital Advisors, Petri Riedelenghuis, is standing by to take a look. Petri, a very good evening to you. At overall, how the markets performed. Maybe let's start here at home as we're going to be taking a look at U.S. inflation figures, which are out. But what, the JSE All-Share Index finishing on a high today?
Good evening. Yeah, thanks for chatting to me. So the top 40 index today just over a percent higher, so quite a strong day, really. The Rand a little bit stronger as well, about a third of a percent. And the gold price, I think this was part of the reason that we had such a strong day, really. Obviously, we saw solid performance from the commodity sector, but also from financials, which is, I guess, that goes hand in hand with that stronger Rand. And also the gold price, obviously, boosting the commodities sector a little bit. That's up around 0.9%. So it feels like risk is back on in the market. Also, if you take Bitcoin as an example of a risk leader, right, that's also up around 5.5% of the day. We know Bitcoin isn't shy to move. But that indicates a little bit of risk on in the markets. In the US, also 0.8% up on the S&P 500 at the moment. So overall, a relatively good day. I think that, you know, and I speak completely for myself here, a couple of weeks ago, I was extremely bearish and I've been proved wrong, right? Market in the US, at least, is making all-time record highs. In our market locally, we're not quite there yet, but it seems as though we are well on our way to get there.
Mm-hmm. We'll take goodness wherever we get it. US inflation figures in line with expectation.
Yeah, so I think this is also a very strong driver for the U.S. session in particular. So I'll go through this a little bit. I think the big number here is CPI, right? That came in a little cooler than expected, if that makes sense. So if we look at, well, the inflation rate year on year was forecast to come in at 3.5%. It came in at 3.4%, so it's currently kind of slowing down. Core inflation year on year also forecast at 3.7%, and that came in at 3.6%. So on all measures, inflation rate month on month also forecast 0.4%, came in 0.3%. So all sort of month on month, year on year measures of inflation, core inflation in the US currently is showing signs that inflation, well, it's still going up massively, to be fair, but the rate at which it's going up is starting to slow down. So that is markets taking that as a very good thing, right? And really enjoying a good performance off the back of that. Because I think essentially what it's showing here is that the higher interest rates that we are currently experiencing are working. At least this is what it's signaling to the market. So we'll have to wait a few more months before an inflation needs to come down quite a bit more you know, drastically for us to really confidently be able to say this is the truth. But it seems as though higher interest rates are working, which obviously increases the likelihood of a potential cut to interest rates later on in the year. So the market's really enjoying that and seeing it as a bullish sign.
The cut in interest rates for South Africa in particular, let's localize it. What does it mean for us? It's often said the US sneezes and we catch something.
Look, we would benefit, I suppose, from a cut in interest rates. I don't want to get your hopes up just yet and say that, you know, it's definitely coming. I was in that camp in the beginning of the year thinking that we'll see 2 to 3 interest rate cuts in the US this year. And well, we're almost halfway and we've seen none so far. So the maybe we might see 2, but 3 is definitely off the table at this point. I think what it means for the average South African, interest rate cuts means you know, all these sort of interest rate linked loans and debt that we might have, that whether they be cars or properties, being generally a very big one. You know, a small change in interest rate can make a big change in your monthly installment on your you know, on your bond or on your car or whatever the case is. So if interest rates come down, that frees up a lot of cash for, you know, the consumer, the average man on the street, if you will. Which will make life a bit easier for us. And I think that would obviously drive a little bit of risk on sentiment in the market. It would probably, you know, give a bit of a boost to retail sales locally. I mean, we saw retail sales in South Africa today coming in. Let me just have a look at where this number is. Coming in a little, I suppose, ahead of what expectations were, but still not absolutely fantastic, but beating expectations, to be fair. I mean, the forecast for the year-on-year change was 2.5, and the actual came in at 2.3, so that was a slight miss. But the month-on-month number was forecast at 1% growth, and it grew by 1.4%. So I guess that's not, it's a bit of a mixed bag. So, not quite where we want to be yet. But if we see interest rates starting to cut, we'll see those retail sales picking up as consumers have more free cash to spend on stuff, right? It's been a very tough environment. And I think a lot of us have tied our belts very tightly. So, any bit of relief we can get will be very, very welcome.
Absolutely. There's no more space left. Where else can you put this belt? Company news, some strong performances from some, including Sibanye and Vodacom.
Yeah, I think Vodacom is a bit of a head scratcher. I'll be honest, I haven't really paid too much attention to that for the day. I did see, however, that there's a bit of an exodus of executives at MTN, which is quite interesting. So maybe Vodacom responding or reacting to that news, really, that there was no real news out on Vodacom today, but it's up 5.5%. So that's really very strong performance. Sibanye, full disclosure, we did sell some Sibanyes today. We had a long position in it, so my view might be a little bit bearish, but it's up 5.5% of the day, so we decided to take some of the money off the table. We do still have some exposure, but most of it is off the table at this stage. However, if you look at Sibanye from a longer term or through a longer term lens, it is looking to set up for a really nice sort of trend changing scenario. And I think Sibanye has a lot of catching up to do if you compare it to some of the other PGM miners, right? So obviously, it's not just gold in Sibanye. There's also quite a bit of platinum and so on. But Sibanye, I think, is one of those companies that we as South Africans and as market participants can become very, very, strongly opinioned about. One minute it's the worst company in the world, the next thing it's the best company in the world, particularly the CEO. One minute he's a genius, the next thing he's a fool. And it oscillates like that every couple of years, right? I think that Sibanye offers a lot of value at this stage, and it's probably wise to have at least a small position in it in the medium to longer term. It had a very strong day today, and I think that was, largely on the back of higher commodity prices. Platinum price also up a solid 2.7% today. Yesterday, similarly, was up, I think, 3.3%. So it's had a really strong week. Just to give you some context, from the 25th of April to date, so that's only, what, a couple of weeks, right? It's not really that much. It's maybe 3 weeks. The platinum price has gone from $900 to $1,058. So that is up almost 20%, 17.5% in basically 3 weeks. And I think Sibanye is really starting to respond to that. The platinum miners did take a bit of time to really kind of buy into the fact that, okay, platinum is starting to rally. And that's starting to come through. Now, I think one of the drivers behind the platinum rally is that we're seeing a bit of a switch, particularly in Europe, as electric cars or electric vehicles, EVs, are piling up and piling up and piling up, and nobody's buying them. Well, people are still buying them, just not in the numbers they once were. And they're kind of switching back to good old-fashioned internal combustion engines, and particularly hybrids, where there's both a petrol engine and a battery, right? So demand, I think, for catalytic converters might be coming back as manufacturers are kind of switching back to making good old-fashioned petrol cars, right?
Petri Riedeling-Haase, thank you very much for your contribution this evening, founder of Herenya Capital Advisors.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.